stuff like that, you know. I think it's sometimes I don't know what I like, but I think that's general stuff, you know. Spider was in Oklahoma, so was Behold the Lamb. No, it wasn't. Behold the Lamb was here in Lexington. I was at my... No, that was definitely in Lexington.
Web communication.
This drug here is, I bought this because it's just, what is my son's he said, man, your life is nothing but endless fruit of irony. And that is true, it's just the truth. And this right here, I had a real bad cholera when I was living in, I did it for some time ago. And I had to crawl up the mountain. I flipped the van, I don't know how many hundreds of feet over, but it's off the mountain. And I crawled up the mountain and I don't know if people were scared or what, but there wasn't much traffic. But this one fellow finally stopped, and he had gotten in the back of my van, and I'm doing some things on this and that. And then I couldn't find it. I asked him, what's your name? He said, you know, Franklin. And I tried everywhere in the world to find out who that man was, and I couldn't find him. And so I wrote this story in the newspaper. Has anyone here heard of Jeremy Johnson? And I thought they would edit it a lot. They didn't edit it. They wrote the entire thing verbatim. But then I did find him, and here's where I found him. He and my daughter's driving instructor had head on one morning and killed him both before I ever found him physically.
Wow.
To tell him thank you for saving my life. And Harley come home and she was crying, telling me that she was going to kill my children that morning. And I said, who else was it? He said, I don't know, some guy named Franklin like that. And I said, Franklin? And so I knew right away, just up the street, there was a junkyard where they took the cars, you know. And I know the car that took me up and helped me, and I went up and over to it, and they dropped it. And my heart was just broken. So when I finally found out where the ride already was, and they didn't even know about it. His wife's family didn't even know about it, and I told him what he'd done to me, and sent him a copy of the story and everything.
So was that published right before the accident?
Yeah, this was on the 21st of March, and this was, the day published for that. This was when I found out at the gas station, so I told him the whole thing, and this was on the 2nd, and that's on the 21st. But I mean, it's really something. I think this is the end of that story there. But there's the actual paper. If you're interested. There's the actual newspaper. It's just been stuff like that happens to me all the time. It's just insane. Now, there's the card from the Franklin. He's got mine back through for the rest of the rest of them. Yeah, see, there's a little letter. didn't.
Yeah.
And she'd always make excuses for him and stuff. And he played the I guess he was pretty good, but he played the game of what? You know, not really. And he played
it.
Yeah. And he just didn't see it. And he always trying to insert himself into the archives and the list and the facts. And oh my gosh. I don't know what that was about.
So did you know Alice?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's talking about it now.
So what was he like?
Full of himself.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was bad.
Mm-hmm.
And always a good red face. Seemed like the, always going on the next picture. Oh, this is going to really be the do you know what Graham?
Yep.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they are. Insane. He's a little insane, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it seems to be a trouble.
Yeah, but I don't know what the trouble is. I don't really know.
Yeah, I saw him last year.
Is it bipolar or something? My daughter's bipolar. And, I never know. She came to stay with me in the weekend. She's in a small group home in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And I never know what's going on. For years, I didn't even know what bipolar was. I knew something was wrong. I knew that. But, God, I didn't know.
Yeah, because that's, you know,
an accident. But he said, yeah, and he was, oh my God,
yeah.
And he must have been on the bottom end of it. It probably is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad because he's a great talent.
Oh, it's a great
talent. You know? Yeah. Where was it?
We were in the city actually. But yeah, my friend, Travis, helped him record. He was there. Talking about the, you know, the nuclear stuff, like the industry,
still talking about her. What do you think about Scott? We need him, don't we? Oh, my God.
Yeah, we just play knocking him in and play the legal field.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm scared he's going to hit them.
I know. Well, it's back to that place.
Oh, my God. It's not fun. I told Carly this is a great time to be a soldier. Because, I never meant to laugh. If I couldn't really live to another 50 years of what's happening.
No, well, I'm just pretty sure that I've been saying that she's the one thing.
It's off, yeah, it's off. It's just not what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
It wasn't what you had to say, but that just made me laugh. I liked the fact you didn't send the son on my behalf. It wasn't being in Cambridge. You never got them sick. It's hard for me to say this yet. It was. It was a trick.
How'd you tell me?
Somewhere down that crooked trail, I heard an angel sing, listening to an honest part of rare and precious sound. And all the broken pieces from a million yesterdays rose up from the depths of their long, forgotten days. The soldier on the road of life, so tired and weary hearted, reached the pause and let you know the joy that you imparted.
Wow. Was that just a month?
My cousin, yeah.
Okay.
That was like soon after I got back here, you know, and she was just so earthy and sweet.
Is she still around?
Yeah, I haven't seen her. I haven't seen her in a while. She's in my family. Her mother was murdered by her father.
Wow.
And her father did prison time, and they let him out on the so she got to spend some time in the camp. But she murdered her father. You know, he'd put her under the trailer for days and not let her come. This is way back then. And that's probably, you know, he's probably trying to fill that because she's one of the only people I've ever known that had her and the children in the truck and knows them. And then one of those mountain pushy roads. And he had a gun between them. And he told her, he's going to take the truck and go over the hill. And if anyone's in, you can do to stop it. And he had that gun there. You know how so many incredibly vicious men like that. And I could have killed him.
Yeah.
And he did.
Wow.
And saved his her and his children. And she, as far as I know, I don't think they did take her to jail, but the community came up. They knew what she'd been through and what he'd done to her. And she but he had emailed me. He said, "Hey, Mama, I wanted to tell you that I talked to him a Tuesday this morning." And he said, "Is that all right?"
I said, "Well, yeah, okay."
And he said, "No, you should have." I said, "Damn, man, I don't have any hope for it."
Well, I was just so excited, and I told Travis to pick up there. He was so excited to me. I wonder if he would be a first one on the
next time.
It would be
interesting. Isn't that something?
It is funny sometimes. But yeah, you seem to be looking at the two women in the state and you're sunlighting and presenting. I'm sure that would be interesting.
Listen, I've got some stuff in there. I'm just sitting here reading all my old stuff and away from that one. Who's willing? This just put me in.
Wow.
What did that say? Which one is it?
Eastern poetry. I'm really like Campbell.
Golden poetry. Oh, does it say the poem?
Grandma S. Phoebe.
Oh, Grandma Phoebe.
Oh, Grandma Phoebe.
Yeah, that's it.
We're about there.
Oops. Smoke glass. Shake across a weak and wooden floor, and a voice is rasping loud and dead, be just as big about forevermore. There goes my biscuits and gravy, there goes my fatback and beans, there goes my blackberry cobbler, there goes my big everything. As my fingers turn the cookbook pages, I remember when I used to eat at four. Now the flapjacks that held me, that once held me through the morning, I just floated up and out the kitchen floor. There goes my chicken and dumplings. There goes my cornbread and beans. There goes my apple pan daddy. There goes my big everything. There goes my strawberry shortcake. There goes my big everything. I guess it's, Austin will tell you, I guess it's Big Mac's at the end of the night. Or maybe the Colonel, I sure could go for some homicide. They ranted, raved, and thumped the book. They waved and pointed to your nook, reminding for the flesh forsook your Jesus, that you were in it. Some softly beckoned you with tears, how they had pained throughout the years, and since the wedding day was near, we'd best be traced to Jesus. Some perched in lofty, looming towers, proclaiming death is coming ours. If we did not bring money showers, because it was Jesus. But then the truth was making known. The showers of the shades were shown. The mighty flock, which once had grown, lay bleeding in their pastures. It was a dark and wanton time. The words spewed from their mouths as strong. The judges guiltier of the crime than were their dying sinners.
Wow.
But that, you know what that was back in the Tampa Bay days.
Remember that?
Oh, I had the most precious best friend in Oklahoma City. He was about 30 years older than I was, so I called him Mama Red. And she thought that she had a not to put him on the cell phone, she had him, Tammy Gray and Jim Baker's friend. solid gold cross. The things I put with me. that's what made me write that. I'm going to see if I can see. Get together when I will, you want. When you do, I don't. When you can, I paint. When I am, you ain't. When you can't, I must. When I tell you for. Tell me how and when it's over. We can get this thing to work. Isn't Grandma pretty in a simple denim dress? And don't you think she's beautiful, dolled up and sandy dress? When in a crowd of hundreds, she stands out among the rest. Of course, I'm a little prejudiced, to this I must confess. Isn't Grandma lovely in a faded cotton gown? Waking in the morning with her hair blowing down. I love it when she smiles at me and shuffles across the floor, calling to the chickens through the back screen kitchen door. Isn't Grandma beautiful, an angel, rose of white? She changed into a heaven place when she left us last night. But Grandma didn't take her love. She left that behind to suffer through the years between the corners of my mind. That started the woman I've ever had. My grandmother on my father's side was gray. But I didn't even really need her so bad it got out of prison, you know. And my grandmother on my mother's side was there when I opened my eyes, you know. And she was probably about the only caregiver I had, and I loved her so much. And we, that's very intense. Grandma had a chicken, kind of a chicken farm, you know, several times. And a lot of times I come home from school and have to carry the chickens, I have to pick the tags out. I was in the back door, and yeah, everybody go. And sometimes there's one of them that followed me to school.
Wow.
There was Kent Elementary. I had one that followed my dad with him, and she coached in the Kent School as a schoolmaster. And I was like, what the teacher wasn't so thrilled with that.
And what did you say your grandmother's name was again?
Sarah Jane Garrett.
So what did her husband do?
John Owen said, he's not familiar. Yeah, he was a farmer. I don't know anything about farther than him, but he died there on that property, and he didn't come into supper like he was supposed to, and I guess they sent my mother's brother Benjamin out to find him. He was trapped, and he didn't, but he got him back to the house. Lady Mark Johnson, and I don't know, I guess he probably had a heart attack or stroke. He wasn't an old man either.
Yeah.
And Mommy said that she was just a little thing, I guess about a couple of years old or something. And she kept insisting to get him some laminating if he got a lot. She got him some laminating, but being the baby child, she posed him laminating and made him just clown.
Uh-huh.
And she would tell me that story. And that Benjamin made a picture. Benjamin had hung out in my living room by the pool.
Okay.
And I met Benjamin, of course. He died at 21. But I looked at him and said, I mean, Benjamin had grown up. And he was, you ever watch one of these shows about ghosts?
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. He was a little boy, and I was still really small, and he said, come on, it's time to go to heaven. And he tried to make me go, and I wouldn't go. And I just breathed and threw, and I'm nervous about that. And one time he was so, I think I'm angry because I wouldn't go with him. And I thought he took down. I felt I was hurt. And I woke Mom up, and I said, please. And she said, no, her grandma's all right. I said, please take me down, and I can get through. And she was. First thing I asked about this place is it haunted?
Oh, yeah.
Because I think it is.
Yeah,
yeah.
We talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about it.
Now, listen, this is something. This is written about my mom. super Jesus done. Careless, clumsy, pain in the neck, a total mental and physical wreck, a prepubescent bone, you never find his justice. Took his scripture, sold his gift, paid on his Jesus stone, with weapons meant to bathe me, my mother chose to raise me, and not the cyclone at home, for I had been found guilty. Soon the lesson touches hold of the child who sees a light. Two and two is surely four, there's no use crying anymore. Mom is always right for everything. There were so many people like me because they couldn't, I don't know if they found out that seven drugs or alcoholism.
Well,
no, I went to that too. That's
my
name.
Me and my mother had a stepfather and therapist.
I went through all of it. I went through stages of all of it. But something, I don't know, something changed me. I still think it was, I was in Oklahoma City once and I was going to leave the street there. I just was going to leave there and I was just sitting in the city of Chicago, back in a vehicle door. What happened? That man, police officer, he said, what's the matter, Lucas? And, you know, and I said, well, you don't even understand me. He said, oh, yes, I did. And he said, don't leave here. And he just knew what I was doing. And he told me the Lord was coming to talk to me, you know. And he said, and so I gave him my ticket and he passed it in. Got my money, got the phone, sent up with it. And I didn't know.
Wow.
It was just things like that have happened to me all my life. Okay, I think I'd probably, I don't know what to say about this kind of stuff, really, but I've got another book, and one more book, and a bunch of books, and I've got a lot of stuff.
Well, I mean, I think we'd be, right now we are working on, setting up an archive, and hopefully it'll be at every year, but... You know, there's some options. We could scan everything and just send the scans so you could keep this.
Mm-hmm.
Or we could keep the originals, get you scans, or we could just have digital, you know. So there's a lot of things we could do.
Well, I work for you in it, but it's your job, right?
It's my job, and I love doing it.
You can't beat that.
It's a great job.
You can't beat that.
Just
I mean,
sitting here talking to you,
yeah.
That's like what I live for.
Well, I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I felt that way about my family. Mm-hmm. I love the animals so much. You don't know. But I kind of put that back to my childhood, too, because when I really trusted and loved, there's no old blood boots at all. And I still have this picture.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is O.J. I had him, I could hear him, I didn't know he didn't understand, but I think he did.
Probably.
And I learned through nobody, and even the neighbors, when I went to one of my schoolmates, she took the head off, and I just took the head off from there, and she said, I had a big service, and I said, I don't know, but I hit him down if I remember. That particular neighbor, when it's special time, mostly being on the store and the kitchen door was a neighbor. So he's thankful. He said, you want something to eat? You want to come in? And I said, yeah, I'll come in. I'll have something to eat. But then, he didn't know.
Yeah.
Odd, you know, he just knew where the food was.
Yeah. Well, I'd also just like to do more of this, like, history. I mean, you can find the story about the
moon.
Yeah. And, you know, we can do it. And
he was wasted all this time.
No.
Is it recording?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even know.
No,
so you got the story.
I got it, yeah.
God, I don't like the time.
Because, that's good. And, you know, we can just do like an hour.
request to me. I don't take them care to get up and get going.
Okay.
And then everybody's there and everything.
Yeah.
I'll worry about that and find out, you know, tomorrow and then Thursday. And then I can, if we can just come in and just find out what they're doing. It's just time to go.
Yeah, that's great. And is it okay for you to come in?
Yes, it's pretty good.
Yeah. I
for the little girl's arrival. The death swam silently on a tiny private sea. The baby squealed its glee as they drew ever closer. The mailbox squeaked hello. The baby thought it stayed, and Mommy didn't know the drug was staying in the black car. Their feet did their best, running to the west. Who had ever guessed from the north approached the monster? Black and yielding steel, mounted on four wheels. The next time baby squeals, it won't be laced with black. Fear now entered in, as Trenton's peace wavered in. The chances hold so slim that little legs could make it. The birds flew high and low, without the slightest care. Mom screaming through the air and blood my son's black top. I've got
terrifying.
I have to bring you a picture. I've got a picture of me in that body cast.
Oh. I know you survived it so little.
I know. All right. What do you want me to do now? Leave you one book?
If you don't mind, I'll leave you one
book. All right, I'll leave you one book.
Okay. And I can offer, I could send copies of things to you or to Jeremy if you want.
Jeremy.